Harry Hay was for many years an unsung hero, the founder of the gay rights movement before such a term had even been coined. In fact, Mr. Hay, who passed away yesterday at the age of 90, conceptualized the movement. Stuart Timmons has written a biography of Harry Hay. We asked him about the Mattachine Society, a secret society for homosexual men Hay started in 1950.
It referred to a group of men in medieval times who performed public dances always wearing masks. The gay men of the 1950s felt a kinship with always having to mask one's identity in public.
Now, he was acknowledging to himself as far back as 1950 homosexuality, but remind us of the climate at that time and the difficulties he had in reaching out even to other gay men.
Well, to start with, in the turn of that mid-century, in 1948, when Hay first wrote his prospectus for gay organizing, he himself was married, as were many gay men and lesbians.
Married with a family.
Yes. It was difficult for many people to advance in a career if they weren't married. Being single was a red flag for being different and maybe deviant. One of Harry's great contributions was his articulation that being gay was a larger minority identity than the occasional lapse into the bad behavior of a homosexual encounter.
He wrote at that time a manifesto, if you will, which he called The Call. Tell us about The Call.
The Call survives as a carbon copy of a typescript that he wrote up one night in the summer of 1948, calling on the, quote, androgynes of the world, as one of the terms he was grasping for then, to organize a structure for homosexuals to understand who they were in a safe and secure environment and then begin to interface with the outside world.
The Mattachine Society, as we've discussed, was secret. Was it difficult to attract other people to it, difficult to demand political equality if, in fact, you were doing it behind closed doors?
It was a huge challenge. First, the call took 2 years for Harry to circulate to find one single other person who would agree to indeed come to a meeting. And after he found that single other person in July of 1950, it took several more months for the two of them, talking to hundreds and hundreds of gay men in Los Angeles and lesbians, to find five other people with which to have a meeting. They had that meeting in November of 1950 and officially formed the Mattachine Society.
It seems a cruel intervention of history that he was eventually ousted from the society because of yet another aspect which could be considered a liability. He was an avowed communist.
That's right. He separated from the American Communist Party during that period when he was becoming public as a gay organizer, and it was amazingly enough an amicable separation. But there was deep distrust. There was a terrible fear that this fragile new movement would be discredited.
Well, Stuart Timmons, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Stuart Timmons, his book is The Trouble with Harry Hay, founder of the modern gay movement.